How's it going, everyone? My name's Omar, and I'm one part of That Mill podcast. This is the first part of our debate doing a post-millennial Millwall 11, starting from 2000 all the way up to today. Who have we got in our all-time 11, starting from 2000 onwards? This is the first part. We will be talking about goalkeepers and defence. We went on for an hour and a half in the end, so we decided to split into two. So this is going up today, Tuesday morning. Part two will be midfielders and attack. Today you've obviously got goalkeepers and defenders. If you want to join in the debate, please get in contact on social media. Obviously follow us at That Mill Pod and let us know what you think. If you've got any feedback, got your own team you want to put forward, be sure to get in touch and we'll be sure to read it out in a later show over the close season. Cheers, guys, and enjoy the show.
Hi, welcome back to another edition of That Mill podcast. This is pre-season, post-season, whichever way you want to call it. Post-season, pre-season, depending when you listen to it. Football's definitely not on, even though the FA Cup's been played on Saturday, yet there's still Premier League games to be played, which feels very, very wrong this football season. But hey-ho, roll on the next one. We've got the World Cup in the middle of it. So, yeah, strange. Right, as you obviously already know, we are the original legend talkers. We were the ones who started this big trend. Leaders lead and others follow. I think it's the same from those motivational posters I've seen around my selling career. So we're going to do a post-millennium 11 to start with, I think, because... most of us around that generation, we know that era fairly well. And obviously, we just feel that we need to... Well, I think this is a discussion that needs to take place. There's been various conversations taking place over the last few weeks after we started it across HOF, social media, Facebook, talking about legends and stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my own legends. That is, starting with the one and only Omar.
Hello, Geese. How are you? All right? Welcome, Jabs.
I'm all right, fella. You?
Yeah, it should be good. So I'm looking forward to a little bit of a chew from the post-millennium. Obviously, close season now, so we've got to give ourselves something to talk about, haven't we? So should be good.
No, definitely, definitely. And we're going to go with our other legend then, the tight jean fella. It's the... one and only Joe. How you doing, fella?
That's Chris, mate. It's not Joe. Sorry.
Yeah, but I weren't going to insult him. I'll let you do that one. So, yeah. How you doing, Joe? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. You won't see me in tight jeans, but yeah, how are you doing? You're all good?
I'm all good. And the one and only Chris, who did really well the other day on the Bournemouth podcast. Thank you very much for stepping into that one. But yeah, how are you then, Chris? You all right?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. Yep, and very proud to own many pairs of tight jeans. Thanks for bringing it up. So, now looking forward to getting into this one. It's something that I've thought about for some time. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
No worries. I think we're going to go really easy. We're going to go with a 4-4-2 team. We can discuss the manager at the end, and we're going to go start with the goalkeeper, and then. What we're going to do, the rules are quite simple. If we all choose four completely different players, then there's a debate that three majority carries. So Kai is possibly joining us here tomorrow once he gets back from cricket. But basically, if three of us choose the same player or agree on one player, that player then makes the team. Otherwise, we debate until we can get down to choosing three. Are you happy with the rules, gentlemen?
Yes, we are.
Are we going to, just before we move, are we going to include loan players in this, or is this only players that sign for the team?
I guess the meaning of the team, though, is like you can have different meanings to it. For me, I think longevity, a sustained period, is probably what's going to get in my 11. However, I guess if you're, you know, if you've kind of got an affinity to a lone player and you judge it based on skill and talent, then I guess you can go for that as well, can't you? So it's subjective, I suppose. It's worthy for the debate.
Maybe we leave the lone players out and we could possibly do an 11 alonies at a later point going forward then, because otherwise Harry Kane's going to make this team and he was only in there a little while. So I think we do a loney one afterwards. So without further ado, the chair passes to Omar to basically tell us what keeper he's going with.
It's the most easiest one I'm ever going to say. It's Rab Douglas. No? Mike Taylor?
Which team's this?
He was a lonely goalkeeper, wasn't he? I picked 2008 era. I'm going to go with...
I'll grab my hat. I'm off now.
That's it, I'm off. See you later. I was gonna put Bas Savage up front. Are we not doing? Is this not the 11 we're meant to be doing? Or I was a bit confused.
Bas Savage and Mark McCammon up front.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll tell you. I was stuck because I've got an affinity to one goalkeeper in particular for Sporting Millwall, and I loved every minute of him at the club. For that reason, he overrules who's the other option for me. So I'm going to go with David Ford because the longevity of him and also post-millennium, I think he's got the most appearances for a goalkeeper since 2000 onwards. The other one I would have considered is Bartosz Białkowski, who I think is the better all-round goalkeeper. But I think David Ford for me, you know, obviously coming to us in League One, going on to them, going to play for Ireland and stuff, I think he's just a bit of a legend at Millwall as well, in my opinion. And I think he would be up there in the conversation for the best goalkeeper of all time for the club, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with that there. So, Chris, who's your keeper and why?
So, I considered three goalkeepers. So, the two that Omar mentioned and then Tony Warner as well. They were the sort of three sort of post-2000 era that came to mind. I opted for Bart. I wanted to be... I don't know if it's just sort of nostalgia. I wanted to get someone from the current team in my 11. So I opted for Bart. I think he's a superb goalkeeper. And the fact that I don't even consider it anymore. Like I just expect him to turn up and perform. And he does every single week. He makes saves at crucial parts of games. Speaking to some of the players at the end of the season they talk about how reliable he is. And he's such a great character in the dressing room, although he's quite reserved. And I agree with everything Omar said about David Ford. Absolute, you know, I was about to say legend, so I don't know whether I should or not. But yeah, so those two, I would be happy with either. But just to throw a little bit of controversy in there, I'm going to opt for Bart.
Okay, so one vote each. Joe, who's your keeper and why?
Okay, I think we're a little bit spoilt for choice. We've got some good names there. I agree with Omar's and Chris's choices. Personally, I'm going to go for Warner. He had this sort of like a bit of Calamity James in him, didn't he? Like, yeah, being ex-Liverpool and the understanding of James at the time, remember when we got him from Liverpool. But what I found with Warner is he was exciting. You know, he was he had the fans on the edge of your seat a little bit. So I always remember those little pass backs to him. And he was so composed and he'll drop the shoulder and go past the forward and try and clear the ball. His footwork was pretty good. He made some amazing saves. And I just thought he was quite exciting. I thought he was a presence and quite a crazy sort of character to have in goal. So I'll go for Denzel.
Okay. Welcome, Kai. How you doing, fella?
I'm good, thank you, boys. How are you all?
All good. Right. Kai, keeper, post-millennium, makes the post-millennium 11. Who's your keeper and why?
I have to go Bart. I saw all of Fordy's Millwall career and I thought he was, you know, outstanding keeper for Millwall. But I just think Bart has kept us in probably more games, in my opinion. He's sort of, you know, there's games we've lost and we've, you know, there's games we've drawn, we could have lost easily. Games we've won, you know, when we're drawing and we've gone on to win because Bart's made a crucial save and we've managed to win. And I just think he's a, you know, top bloke. He's a, you know, really down to earth. And I don't know how he's never, well, how he hasn't got a Poland cap recently. He's been superb for us. Yeah, I'm just going to go Bart, but I think Fordy was definitely a close second.
My choice is the same as Omar. It's Fordy. We're lucky enough to interview him. His stories, his stories of the, you know, the camaraderie and everything else, the way that he used to intimidate opposition from the tunnel. And I think Bart is a fantastic keeper, but his kicking ain't great. And Ford, at least Ford could kick it. So personally, I'm going to go with Fordy. Go on.
Did we make Joe pick, I think? Because obviously we've gone two each year, and I'd always say that as well. And I think, you know what? I would say, like I said, for my one, I'd say I think Bart's the better keeper. So, like, that is the caveat for my one. But however, I think what Ford has won off getting Brian King's record. So, like, I think for the longevity as well, for the last 22 years, for me, that's why I put my vote. But obviously, I'm not going to try and convince you, Joe. Yeah, I'll let you decide who you think.
does Chris and Kai want to have a word, a case there for Bart?
I think Bart does the talking for us, mate. Don't think we need to say.
I actually would almost consider changing my mind. It's just I've gone for Fordy because I think he's a ledge, and I grew up with that as my keeper, really. Obviously, Fordy, I had Warner as well, but I don't know.
Yeah. Anything you want to add to that, Kai?
No, I just
Bart.
All I'd say is vote Bart.
Vote Bart, okay. Vote Bart. I think Omar and Mickey have made slightly stronger cases for Fordy. I think we're quite fortunate to have him at a, you know, good time in his career. I think we kind of got Bart on the tail end a little bit. His best years are probably at Ipswich. A great, great keeper, Bart. There's no denying that. But I think I have to go with Mickey and Omar on Fordy. So that would probably be the majority choice.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
I think, you know, as I said it there, I think the impact, obviously, Fordy played at League One and then Championship. Like, you know, I guess it, but we'll get it. But I think Bart's a good shout. But
yeah. No, we didn't forget Jordan Archer, by the way. Jordan Archer, back in again, do you know what I mean? So we're agreed by majority rule that the keeper of our post millennium all time 11 is David Ford. Yes.
Yep.
David Ford is winning. So David Ford is the keeper. What we will do is we will put Bart and David Ford probably through Millwall polls out on a poll to see where you choose. So a lot of these players we're choosing, we will probably put out into polls over the next couple of days, won't we, Joe?
Yes, we'll. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. We'll start with you then, Chris. And then, obviously, we'll end on you, Omar. Defender, we'll go... yours first, left hand side.
Can I do a centre half?
Go on in.
Can I do a centre half? Thank you. I've gone for Paul Robinson, Robbo. I wanted to pick a captain and a leader. So he was an obvious choice for me for many reasons. I think he is a Millwall legend. I think you'll struggle to find people to disagree with that. Epitomised everything great about the club. Tremendous leader, lots of appearances, a really good footballer as well to boot. I think he probably could have played for bigger and better clubs, but chose not to. I don't know that for a fact, but I think he may have had the opportunity to do so. So all of those reasons, Paul Robinson is my first pick for defender.
Okay. Joe?
If we're going to go for centre-backs, obviously, I've picked two. We've all picked two. But while we're on that subject, I agree that one of my two centre-backs is also Robinson as well. Just to echo what Chris said, I think he's a natural leader for us. Millwall legend. You know, his caps and appearances sort of speak for themselves. Scoring the winner in that playoff final will live long in my memory as well. And a really nice guy. I was fortunate enough to meet him once at a player sponsor, pitch side once. And you could just tell what a lovely, lovely person he was. You know, very humble, Very down to earth, very, very easy to sort of talk to. A great, great player. So I agree with you on that one, Chris.
Excellent. So, Timbo. Kai.
I'm going to back the other two up and go with Paul Robinson as well. Scored some really important goals, obviously, winner against Swindon, obviously wrapped the game up against Huddersfield in the playoff semi-final, second leg at the Den. Still at Millwall now, so continuing his Millwall days, not as a player, but as a coach. Just a really good player, really loyal, and a leader, good skipper, and just seemed to really command from the back. So I'm going to go for Robinson.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I've got Paul Robinson as well. So,
wow.
Four
out of five.
Paul Robinson, definitely for me. Omar?
We'll make it a clean sweep because it's quite easy, that one, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I was tempted to go for Richard Duffy because he was a great defender for us as well at one point, but he was a loan signing as well. So I've got a full team, by the way, of calamities. So they're coming one by one. So
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
No, okay, so Paul Robinson.
There you go.
Pick your shirt out, fella. You're in the team. Nervous. Right. Joe.
The other side of the back.
Another defender. We're playing 4-4-2, so we need another defender.
Yeah, yeah. So another centre-back alongside Paul Robinson. Now, again, I was going through the archives a little bit in my head, thinking, who did I remember, over the last 20 years, who I thought were very, very good. I love Danny Shittu. I thought he was a real character, a real rock in our defence. I thought Nevercott was a big, big player for us back in the day. But I've gone with a current Millwall player at centre-back, and I've gone for Juicy Jake Cooper. I think a nice centre-back pairing with Cooper and Robinson would be quite complimentary to one another. So I've gone with Cooper.
Okay. Kai?
I've gone with a current centre-back as well, but I've gone with Sean Hutchinson. I think just epitomises a Millwall leader. You can hear him. You can always hear him, screaming instructions. And I think even though maybe they wouldn't work so well together, obviously Robbo and Hutchinson being the same footed almost, but I think Hutch has to be in there for me. I just think every time we call upon him, he's always there. He's really reliable, and he's really improved in the last couple of years, especially with his feet in terms of passing and long range passing, and the overlapping runs he was doing when Raoul first came in were really exciting. And I think that's why I'm going to go with Hutch. I think he's a really good player for us.
Good choice.
Mickey, you're on mute, by the way.
I'm going blast from the past. I'm going Richard Shaw.
Ooh.
Interesting. Palace League. All right.
What's that?
Ex-Palace.
Yeah, but he was still a good player for us. Played a lot of games. And he then went into coaching with us. And if you speak to guys who played underneath him, he was a fantastic coach as well. So personally, it was quite close between him or Danny Shittu. But I just think Shaw he got us. He understood us, even on the coaching side. And my vote goes Richard Shaw.
Do you want me to go next?
Yep.
Mine is John's Berthel Askew. He played against Leicester. Great debut, one appearance, sending off. I had Juicy Jake. I was toying with, and I was exactly the same as the logic with Joe here. The three choices for me were Shittu, Nevercott, and Cooper. And I decided Cooper. So it's interesting how we thought the same three centre-halves to partner.
High five, over.
Yeah, that's it. I was honestly thinking between the three, and I was like, do you know what? For Cooper, that edges it for me. It's just the appearance record of constantly playing at centre-half. Was it 100 and... Kai will know it. 144?
Yeah, 143, I think.
Yeah, so like I think that, especially the Championship during COVID and stuff like that as well, like I think he's just like cementing himself as in post-millennium as well, and his threat from set pieces, I think he gets in my post-millennium 11.
Absolutely agree.
Interesting.
So me and Omar. Do me and Omar win then with Cooper?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Throw into the mix. And all of you all of you are going to be like, how have I forgot him?
Go on.
224 appearances. Captain for a long time. Tony Matt Cole. Lawrence.
Oh, Matt Lawrence.
All right. Yeah. He converted from right back to centre back.
He was a right back that played a lot of the latter part of his career of us at centre back. He was our captain during the season, I think, that we went up.
Yeah.
He never actually scored a goal for us. I looked at his record before. But he just had that air of class about him. He wasn't the biggest. He wasn't the quickest. But he read the game really, really, really well. I don't know about him and Robbo as a partnership, if we're thinking in that way. But I think he's a very honourable mention. I think Shaggy was a superb player and a very intelligent chap as well, if anyone's had the pleasure of meeting him. He's
definitely not a legend, though.
He's one of my three for right back, Matt Lawrence, because of the appearance.
He's one of my three for right back as well. I'm not saying that.
I'm going for right back at the minute in my team. Well, he's not in my. I don't think he gets in ahead of the two I've got, but maybe we can segue into that, Mickey, after you've wrapped this up.
Yeah. We're going. No dramas, So, right, quick recap. Omar, you chose.
I chose Jake Cooper to partner Paul Robinson.
Chris.
Matt Lawrence.
Joe.
Juicy Jake.
Kai.
Hutchie.
And I went Richard Shaw.
Jake Cooper.
Jake Cooper. David Tuttle.
It's if you convince me, Chris, or Kai to change. I mean, realistically, I suppose, Chris, you could still keep Matt for a right back. And would you change to Jake, or are you adamant on keeping him as a centre back?
I think we're quite sport for choice at right back, and I think Matt Lawrence would miss out. I could be wrong, but I think Matt Lawrence would miss out if he didn't get in at centre back. And I think he played his best football for us at centre back, actually. And he was captain for us at centre-back. And the last few seasons, he played for us at centre-back. So I think it's a strong case for Matt Lawrence. Maybe we should go to the right-back now and then come back to the centre-back. I don't know.
Can I just say the reason why he played centre-back was because he was kind of like on a bit of a decline at the time, would you say? Probably didn't quite have the legs anymore and they kind of converted him into that kind of centre-back position, maybe, would you say?
I don't know, because I'm trying to think of who then came in at right back.
Was it Muscat?
I think it was Muscat.
Alan Dunn maybe coming through. Is it?
You had Danny Sender.
Danny Sender, yeah, great shout.
Josh.
It was the Muscat, and then it was Adrian Surrex afterwards. That was the line of right backs we had. So that was like how it went. Right Muscat back. Was after, and then Adrian Surrex with the long throw.
Yeah.
Did Adrian actually play right back? Well, I thought he was a midfielder. So midfielder used to kind of just take the throw in because he had a long throw, didn't he?
Yeah.
So we sure think he's a right back, but he's actually a centre mid.
Maybe you're right.
Hang on 1 minute. Let's have a look.
Yeah, no, maybe we should move on to right back anyway then. So I'll put forward my shout whilst Mickey's checking what he's doing. I was stuck between two. I've put Dunny in my list of three, but Dunny's there for the novelties for me because he's a custodian and he's been there for a while. But I went with Muscat purely because of that novelty of him, and it was just Kevin Muscat. I mean, he didn't play as many games as Matt Lawrence or Dunny, but I think as Mill right backs go, you want someone like Muscat in that team, I think. Go on, Joe, who have you got?
I actually got three names written down here. I wrote down Muscat. I agree with you. I think, you know, I wouldn't say he's a Mill legend, but I think he made a name for himself, didn't he, playing for us, and good bit of reputation. The fans seem to really warm towards him. Matty Lawrence, I did like Matty Lawrence as centre-back, Chris, but I did prefer him when he was a little bit younger, right back. I love his bobbing runs, getting up and down the pitch. You know, he wasn't quite the best technically, but great effort, great engine. But I've gone for another current player. I've gone for McNamara. I don't know. I think this boy, he really does something for me. I think he's got great potential. Everyone knows he's got great potential, but I think he has a current player. I think he's got everything in his locker. He's got the athleticism, he's got the energy, the speed, the technical ability. So I'll probably put him ahead of the other two.
Wow. Listen, Danny's a good player, but against players like Muscat and that, I don't know.
I know.
Go on, Kai, who are you choosing?
So I'm too young to remember Muscat. I never watched Muscat play at then. Never ever saw him. So I'm going to go Danny. I think he epitomises everything about a Millwall player. I think, you know, when we played them big games against like Leeds and West Ham, he was up for it every time. And even remember Palace, I remember first tackle against Zaha he put in was, he always used to put it in strong, you know, start off strong. And I think Danny was maybe not the best technically, but he would give everything for the team. He showed loyalty. And I think actually when he did go, this could be a bit of a debate, but when he did go, I think he was unlucky maybe not to get another year. He was actually surprised himself he didn't get another year. I think it was it when Harris took over for the first year? I think it was he left. I think he was a bit surprised he didn't get another year, which I think some of us, I was a bit surprised he didn't get another year as well. Alan Dunn goes into my right back position.
He scored, I don't know if I'm right in thinking this, Kai, you might be able to tell me yes or no, but I'm sure he scored a few goals for us as well. I always associate him scoring goals from right back quite often. I don't know whether you agree, Chris and Matt, me, Vicky.
Yeah, no, Alan Dunn has scored a bit. Yeah, scored
for a right back. He used to get involved, didn't he, a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, you think of those eras, really, on right back, you've got Sean Cumings.
Yeah.
You've got Alan Dunn, Carlos Edwards, Ryan Fredericks, Matt Lawrence.
Yeah.
Kevin Muscat, Danny Sender.
Yeah. Glenn Johnson, wasn't he with us for a little bit?
Glenn Johnson. Justin Hoyt, Josh Safar, Jack Smith, Andy Wilkinson,
Jack Smith, cool.
Jack Smith, yeah, he was funny. I had my utility for my comp 11. I had Philip Ifill in there. If anyone remembers Philip Ifill,
on loan.
Yeah. I remember that.
Where was he from? He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
The year we went down under Colin Lee and stuff like that.
I want to throw another one into the mix, gents. Lucas Neal.
Yeah.
So obviously went on to play for, you know, those should not be named. But in terms of ability, he's got to be one of our technically best players we've had in the last 20 odd years, like without a doubt. Like he played over 150 games for us, which I didn't think he played that much, but he played 150 games for us. And he's got to be a consideration just for his ability alone. You know, Muscat only played sort of 50 odd games for us.
How many times did he play right back for us though, Chris? I mean, I always remember him playing like on the wing, usually right wing, and he's always battling for that position over Ifill, weren't he, at the time? And occasionally you're playing on the left.
I was going to say, for us, he played everywhere, didn't he? Like, he played right back, centre mid, right mid, left mid. But he's position that he then went on to have majority of his career at.
With Blackburn
was a fullback. So that's kind of why you've got a pigeonhole on somewhere, haven't you? I pigeonholed Lucas Neal there. Now, would he get in my favourite team? No, absolutely not. You know, the likes of Dunny, you know, in terms of epitomising Millwall, because Lucas Neal certainly didn't do that. But in terms of ability, I think you'd struggle to beat Lucas Neal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, part of mine was thinking Sean Cummins only because of the Leicester, the FA Cups, you know, for what he did there. Kevin Muscat, because Kevin Muscat is just a fucking danger player. But I suppose realistically, it's got to be done, isn't it? The amount of appearances, everything else, I suppose really, I don't know.
So
I'm going to go Muscat.
Does that sway Muscat? Who went for Muscat?
Two of us.
Two of you. We had one. Is it one for Dunny? one for Lucas Neal, and one for McNamara.
Yeah.
Two for Muscat. I mean, I'll be honest with you, he was in my top three. So I'm happy to go with Muscat. I don't know if you could influence the other two.
I mean, I never watched him play, did I? So I think I'd struggle to move over there. I mean, I've seen.
Well, we got three. Yeah. We're being firm. Majority it's done,
vote, isn't it? Well, that's right. Three.
Majority vote. It's done. Muscat. Yeah. Muscat makes right back. We're now going. Kai, you to start with left back.
It's difficult. I've got two names. I've got Murray Wallace at left back. Either Murray Wallace or I've got Andy Frampton. I think Frampton was a really really good player for us. I think he made over 110 appearances, played in the playoff final for us too. I think two playoff finals actually. But then also you could put Tony Craig in there as well. That's the three I've got. I mean, Tony Craig obviously played a lot more games than both Frampton and Murray Wallace has, but for his, I guess, tenacity, and I think for his, I guess, his quality as well, and not just his loyalty and responsibility, but his just reliability. I'm going to have to go with Murray Wallace. I think everywhere you put him on the pitch, I think he'd do a job for you. And even though he's maybe deployed more in as a centre-back since Malone's come in, every time he's gone to that left wing-back position, he's looked at home there. Apart, obviously, Bournemouth, he was injured, so he was a bit off the pace that game. But rightfully, the player of the season. And I'm going to go Murray Wallace.
Okay. So another modern player. I mean, who do you go with? You got. See, me personally would probably be Robbie Ryan. Or Ronnie Ball.
See, I was thinking.
I'll go Robbie Ryan.
Robbie Ryan.
Played
in the FA Cup final. Yeah. Well, both him Ronaldo. And Ronnie Ball were both kind of fighting for that position, weren't they, at the time? I remember they were both kind of in and out, weren't they, during that era. I think, yeah, Robbie Ryan had written down, got Ronnie Ball written down, I had Tony Craig written down as well, but I went for Murray Wallace.
So you do know that you're fucking jumping the queue here, mate. It's Omar Nick.
I just fell into that hole. I couldn't get out of it. Once I agreed it with the Robbie Ryan and Ronnie Ball thing, I was in, weren't I?
Right. So we got two for Murray Wallace, one for Robbie Ryan. Omar, your choice.
Yeah, mine was similar shortlist, but I'll Tony Craig. I know it's contentious because obviously he left to go to Palace, and he's had like two spells with the club. Three spells of the club even. But I think Tony Craig, just because he was, you know, he's been around for the most of the two decades out of the options at left back as well, to be honest. And he was always put a shift in, and he's a Millwall fan as well. So a couple of them have been decided if we can.
Captain,
I've gone for Murray Wallace as well. I think that... My top three were Tony Craig, Murray Wallace and Robbie Ryan. They were my top three. And I chose Murray Wallace. I don't know. Obviously, you've got the recency factor, right? So this is the current group we're watching. So I think there might be a little bit of bias. But I think actually it's testament to the group we've got there at the moment that already four players could even like make the team already, which I think is testament to the current crop. Yeah. Interesting to see how we can cover up the picture that goes. I've gone for Murray Wallace for reasons that we've talked about to death before, so I won't go into it.
Okay, so let's recap. Our keeper is David Ford. Our left back is Murray Wallace. Our right back is Kevin Muscat. Our centre is Paul Robinson. And our other centre, we need to decide. Or did we choose it?
Cooper's got two.
Cooper.
We're going four at the back.
Yeah, four at the back. We're going 4-4-2.
4-4-2, perfect.
Okay. So, defence, keeper, done.
You wouldn't mess with that back five, would you?
Midfield next, straight after this.
So thanks for tuning in, guys. That is the end of the first part of the show. As mentioned, second part of the show will be dropping later in the week, probably on Thursday. Be sure to tune into our socials and give us some feedback, what you think of that team so far. I'm sure it'll cause some debate. If you've got your own preferred 11, just be sure to drop us a DM or be sure to tweet us. We'll put some tweets and polls out for it as well. And yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys, and we will see you on Thursday.